Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1257. Do This for Your Body and Brain by Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Groundhog Day. Also a great movie, by the way. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, before we get to the post, don't forget, for more inspiration, motivation, quotes, giveaways, and more, make sure you're on our mailing list at oldpodcast.com. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Do This for Your Body and Brain by Susan Colon of colonperformancestrategies.com. You have a surprising amount of control in preventing and managing chronic disease. Chronic disease is defined as a health condition lasting a year or longer, required ongoing medical attention, and limits the activities of your daily life. In other words, no fun. Be fueled by this one statistic. 80% of adults have at least one chronic disease, and 68% have at least 2 or more. To age well and maximize the years ahead, consider adopting a small steps mindset to preventing and managing chronic disease. Take on just one habit of health at a time until it is integrated into your daily life. I have confidence you will find it easily blended into your daily routine. So let's give it a try. At the top of the list, your arteries, and a healthy heart. Last year, 58% of older adults were treated for high blood pressure, a condition that involves both how much blood your heart pumps as well as the resistance in your arteries. Knowing your number, your blood pressure reading, is vital to good health. As we age, the arteries can start to narrow due to plaque buildup, which can disrupt the flow of blood to the heart. This, in turn, can cause our blood pressure to rise. And long-term effects of high blood pressure are heart disease and even heart failure. Symptoms of high blood pressure can include feeling tired, lightheaded, or having a rapid heartbeat. Certain racial and ethnic groups are more likely to have high blood pressure and are more likely to die from heart disease or stroke. So it's important to know your risks. Now, you can build on these daily lifestyle habits toward better health. For example, reduce sodium. This includes more than just table salt. Read food labels and calculate your daily intake. No more than 2,300 milligrams for most adults is the recommendation, unless your physician advises even less. Also, maintain a healthy weight. Your heart works harder if you carry extra weight. Also, get some daily movement for your body and brain, including functional fitness. Sleep 7 to 8 hours each night. Your heart needs the rest. And of course, follow doctor's orders around medication compliance. Bring down that cholesterol. Another way for your arteries to get clogged with plaque is through high cholesterol, an excess of bad fats in the blood that then clog your arteries. An astonishing 47% of older adults are treated for high cholesterol. So integrate these daily dietary habits for better health. 1. Eat protein-rich foods like fish, which contain omega-3 fatty acids. Also, minimize saturated fats like red meat and high-fat dairy, and increase the number of whole grains you consume, like high-fiber cereals and breads. Your brain and your mood affect your mental health. It's common for older adults to seek treatment for depression. If you are experiencing persistent feelings of hopelessness, difficulty making decisions, changes in appetite, or a loss of interest in activities, contact your primary care physician, who may talk to you about medication or psychotherapy. Try one of these daily well-being habits for better health. Stay social by phone, online, or in person if safe to do so, even if you initially don't feel like it. 15 minutes can do a world of good. Also, the foods you put into your body can affect your mood, so refrain from comfort or processed foods that only momentarily dull the feelings of stress. Instead, shop the perimeter of the grocery store for nature's foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, high-fiber grains, and low-fat dairy products. These will benefit your brain with lots of essential vitamins and minerals. Also, watch your consumption of excess alcohol, getting too much caffeine, and consumption of artificial sweeteners, because these can negatively affect your brain and mood. Also, take a 10-minute walk, ideally outdoors, to release endorphins and other feel-good brain chemicals. Puzzles, adult coloring books, board games, and digital apps for good brain health will also boost your self-confidence and self-worth. And during sleep, your brain acts like a dishwasher each night, clearing out harmful toxins. So, getting at least 7 hours is recommended. Bone health and arthritis. Arthritis is inflammation of your joints that causes pain and stiffness and can greatly affect daily movement. Now, this condition is more common in women, and it's likely due to hormones. But about 31% of older adults were treated for arthritis last year. So here are some suggested daily physical habits for better health. Now, while it may seem counterintuitive, exercising at least 5 times per week for 20 minutes will improve function and decrease pain. Try to include a mixture of aerobic, strength building, and stretching movements like Tai Chi and gentle yoga. Also, maintain the recommended weight for your body frame. Losing just 1 pound of excess weight can remove 4 pounds of pressure on your knees. Also, make sure your back, legs, and arms are always supported when you sit or lie down. And if you smoke and can dramatically reduce your smoking habit or quit altogether, this will be really helpful. This is because smoking interferes with tissue regeneration. Monitoring your blood sugar and diabetes. Insulin is a hormone used to get energy from the food you eat. When you have diabetes, the sugar or glucose from the food stays in your blood, resulting in high blood sugar. This can be a dangerous situation, but can be managed through medication and lifestyle actions. The risk of having diabetes increases after the age of 45. Last year, about 27% of older adults were treated for diabetes. As a starting point to help regulate blood glucose, choose one of these daily wellness habits for better health. Fill half your plate with high-fiber fruits and vegetables, emphasis on the veggies. Also, hydrate. Many older adults simply do not drink enough water. Drinking a full 8-ounce glass of water first thing in the morning sets you on a good pace for the day. Also, daily exercise to keep your blood glucose levels in check and to control weight gain. Try not to miss 2 days in a row. And finally, losing just 5 to 7% of your body weight can reap tremendous health benefits. For example, if a 200-pound person were to lose just 5 to 7% of their body weight, that'd be about 10 pounds. Power your better health potential. The foundation of good health is and always has been what you put into your body and how often you move from a sitting position to an active one. When it comes to your heart, your brain, or your joints, these factors can be a game changer in preventing and managing chronic disease. Start by making one small choice for your wellness each day. Build from there, and you are well on your way to better health. You just listened to the post titled, Do This for Your Body and Brain, by Susan Colon of ColonPerformanceStrategies.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Susan is absolutely right. We have quite a bit of control over our health. Scientists have found patterns among hundreds of thousands of people and discovered that there are certain behaviors that tend to not only lower our risk for developing a chronic disease, but better managing those diseases if we were to ever get diagnosed with one. And luckily, preventing and managing chronic disease doesn't have to be complicated. Even if we consistently do just one of the things that Susan mentioned in her post, we can dramatically reduce our risk of developing a chronic disease. Or, if you're like me and are already a statistic because we have a chronic disease, simply performing one or more of these behaviors consistently can help us feel so much better. And in my case, I actually was able to reduce my medications. So, which behaviors did I end up sticking to? Well, in the beginning, it was diet and exercise. Eating more nutritious foods and performing regular exercise changed my life. It changed my life so much, I actually went back to school just so I could help others realize how these two behaviors could change their lives too. I went from being a psychology major to now a dietitian and having my doctorate degree in public health. Changing lives is also why I host this podcast. Well, that and thanks to my brother Justin and his business partner Lee of Optimal Living Daily, of course. So it would bring me a true sense of purpose if you really took my example, if you took these words to heart and learned from my experiences. So which one behavior are you going to try today? All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.